came out. So here are you. Could you say a pleasant good morning to unto the King family?
Praise God. I just like to say a pleasant good morning to unto the King family, global family. Those of you who are watching online or just listening locally, I just want to praise God and greet you in the mighty name of Jesus. Greetings from Toronto, Canada. Amen.
All right. For some reason, I don't know why, I probably mixed you up with somebody else, because I was telling Mr. Weeks, that's Leroy, that at one time I thought you were from St. Martin. I don't know why.
Oh.
Why did I get that?
No.
I don't know why did I get that, you know, say you're from St. Martin, but, you know, I realize you're from Jamaica.
All right? Yes, yes.
Jamaica. Yeah. All right. So I did come across a little bit of your biography yesterday.
Yes.
But usually what I usually love to do is for the artists to tell us about the artists, not me reading about the artists, because, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of typo error here and there, and it hasn't been updated for maybe 1 or 2 years, and so we're reading something that is not correct, you know.
I try to keep it current.
Okay, all right. So what I'm going to do now is let you know, just tell us about who Kemal is, what you're all about, and what you're up to. So go right ahead, yeah.
Well, Kay Morris, I don't really like to talk about myself so much. when I'm put in that position, you know, I try to do my best not to go over the top. But basically, Jamaican by birth, live in Canada. I'm a multi-award-winning internationally acclaimed Gospel Hall of Famer, inducted in 2010 in New York. And also a singer-songwriter. I am an ordained minister. I'm a youth mentor, you know, global humanitarian. And I wear so many hats, fashion designer, preacher, you know, all of those things, you know, I wear many hats. And so I try to flow as where the Holy Spirit leads me to flow. I try to fit wherever the Lord wants me to fit. So I'm also a UN peace ambassador, and doing many things to help impact the lives and change the lives of humanity for the glory of God.
Okay, so no, you see, what is for you is for you, and I don't think you're going over the top. If God has given it to you, it's yours, you know.
Amen.
So, you know, you're not going over the top. We're not going over the top. What God has given to you, He has given to you for a reason, and that is to, you know, further His word. All right. How did you get into music? I did read some stuff, but again, you know, how did you actually get into music, and how early, you know, you got into music, and why? Let me put it this way: why the gospel and probably not secular?
Wow! That's a very serious question right there.
Yep.
And me, I have a very serious answer. I'm a PK, born and raised in the church by two Pentecostal minister parents in Jamaica, and so most of my life I spent in the church in the islands. I kind of lived sort of like a sheltered life. So as far as we're going into the world to sing, that was not an option at all. You know, back in the days, you know, it was kind of a bit rigid. You couldn't even listen to certain things on the radio, you know. Yeah, it's only basically gospel music. And so I started singing at the tender age of 4. When my mother and my father discovered that I had a voice to sing. It was mostly my mother who took the lead and started taking me into conventions, different arenas, you know, and what you should say, rallies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so people would be so amazed to see this little girl with this big voice. They couldn't see me because I was so tiny, so they had to put me in a chair.
Okay, yeah.
And so this is how I started. And, you know, even in my teenage years, I left Jamaica at around 18 years old to come to Canada. So even at the age of 17, I had formed my own gospel group in Montego Bay. And so I had developed quite a bit of ministry even at that age. Mm-hmm. At first, when I started, I was a bit timid. I got stage fright a few times at 4 years old, five, going on the stage, seeing all these thousands of people in front of me. But as I grew, the Lord allowed me to, you know, get over it.
All right. So, you know, the reason why I ask you that is because most of the time that you listen to gospel artists, yeah, you hear that, hey, you know, I was in the church, and then I left the church, and then went back. So the reason why I asked you the question is because when I look at your bio, and I realize, okay, started at 4 years old, and never actually, you know, probably let the stardom or the status get to you and wanted to do something else different. That is very good. That is
very good. But I must say that I have had my shares of pitfalls, and, you know, my journey wasn't perfect. I have to say that. Well, as a PK, I had my share of rebellion where I didn't think I wanted to do this. And, you know, I was straying a bit. And I did have a time when I wasn't really doing what I should have been doing. So I did come out for a little while. But that was to go learn how to dance and come back into the kingdom.
Well, that is true. And if, you know, if you haven't gone that route, then, you know, I would have to be looking at you very strange.
Yeah, I have to have there's no testimony, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so with
exactly.
The test comes a testimony.
Exactly, yeah.
My ministry only became what it is after I had those experiences.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what really built me.
Okay, Set and Lose Again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
Is because you're talking about Satan lose, try to pull a fast one on your ministry. Mm-hmm. You know, is there a story behind that particular song that actually led you to pen those lyrics?
Yes, definitely. I penned that song right after I was married for 20 years, and my husband had left to go start life with someone else. And so at that point, I recognized that even through that part of my life journey, you know, the enemy was trying to derail my ministry. Basically, that was at the peak of my ministry. And so the enemy tried to use that distraction to take me off course, to see if I would have given up, because folks would say to me, like, what are you gonna do? How are you going to manage with, you know, having the children? And what I said, well, you know what? The man left, God has not left. And this was where God actually started using me and elevating me. I it was like my ministry took off, literally took off. And so I penned that song. The Lord dropped it in my spirit. Satan, you lost the battle because you thought I would have given in. You thought I would have succumbed to what man was trying to do. But here I am. Bouncing back, you lose the battle again. You know, I am victorious and more than a conqueror in all this.
All right, man. Love that. Love that. Love that so much, man. I really love that. I really love that. And so what we're going to do, we're going to give a listen to Satan Lose Again. Again.
Amen.
And again and again. All right. So we're going to give a listen to that one. And then we're going to come right back with Sister Kay Morris. All right. You know, my computer. All right, here we go.
Yeah, man, you see Satan. A long time the boy, they go around and give people trouble, you know. But right, you know, I want to look on the boy and tell him same lose. Long time. Why the Bible does tell me same, give me the keys to death and hell, you know. So I see, hey, you see how they go around, him a go around. Him lose long time, man. Them not tell your sister, Maris. Come talk to the people, them.
Yeah, here's the part where I usually say, Sister Maris, come talk. Talk to the people. And you're still not talking, but you're going to talk.
Satan, use the battle again. Him in a misery. Him try to pull a lick
Satan lose a battle again. Him in a misery. Me have to plead the blood of Jesus for me. Say Jesus rougher than rough. Jesus tougher than tough.
You see it?
Him a the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is King.
The King. Oh yes, he is.
Jesus
the King.
Is Lord of Lords. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is King.
King over all you.
Jesus is Lord of Lords. Jesus is Lord. He's my refuge. He's my fortress. My strong tower.
Every minute, every hour.
Say, Ahim of the Gorgon.
Yeah, man.
Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is King. Jesus is Lord of Lords. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is King.
Lord of this entire universe, you know?
Jesus is Lord of Lords.
None that
Jesus
can compare to him, man.
All right, Sister Kim Morris. Christian, walk with your head up high, man. You gotta walk with your head up high. Yeah. Who's the guy? Who's the guy that is actually doing the
It's a guy out of London by the name of King Arthur.
Okay. And the music was recorded. Yes. Music was recorded where?
It was recorded here in Toronto. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nice reggae music. I'm telling you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice reggae music, man. One of my favorite songs. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
So definitely we heard the story behind that. And, you know, it was just a thing last week that I had another guy who was on from the Bahamas. And as a matter of fact, from the Bahamas, he was given to me by landlord.
Okay.
And talking to him, he said, yeah, he wanted to know who I would have this weekend. I said, Kim Morris. And he said, that's my cousin.
What a small world.
Yeah, he said, that's my cousin. I said, okay, man, nice, you know. But, you know, every now and again, we hook up and he give me some artists. And so, but
oh, that's great.
There's a guy last week by the name of Big Bro, and he was talking about the same thing. He had a song. Uh-huh. He had a song that talks about keep holding on, and
yes.
His situation was almost like yours in a marriage situation. Yes. And you know, and so when you started, I said, "Wow, you know, well, God is good. Definitely, He's
Amen.
Good." All right. So, let's see. We have the greatest love story. Is that your latest?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay, so the other one, Abba O, came out before The Greatest Love Story.
That was last July, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, what I would like to know from you is basically, is there a particular song, you know, that you have written that you would consider to be, you know, my greatest song in terms of experience and what you were going through?
Well, basically all the songs that I write, pretty much has something to do songs with that my I write.
Life story or my life journey,
or life experiences.
Pretty much has something to do
there's
with
some that
my life
have
story
not
or my
even
life
heard.
Journey,
or life experiences.
My Unconditional Love album, I have a few tracks there that I wrote, and I don't think you have that album at all. You know, where I speak a little bit about certain situations. As for really humanity and what God is saying about the situation. And so for me, the message of Jesus Christ and his love is the greatest story that that has ever been told. And I think now that I look at it, this song might be even the best song that I've written, The Greatest Love Story, because when it encapsulates everything that Christ did for me to bring me to where I am. And in a nutshell, I mean, it says everything. You know, God's redemption plan to redeem man from sin. And who could have done it for me? No one else but Jesus himself by his shed blood. And so this song for me speaks volume. And it's a message not just only to myself, but to the entire world.
Okay, nice, nice. So, you know, when I'm playing Greatest Love Story, I can just say, I can actually not just say, you know, Kim Harris, but it is considered to be her greatest song. You know, so,
it's the greatest song.
In terms of like collaboration, who have you collaborated with in terms of gospel artists? And if you have done that, who was it? And if you haven't, who would you like to collaborate with as a gospel artist?
I've been asked this question several times, and I always say, you know, with my journey in ministry, it's very unique. And so I don't really just go looking for people to collaborate with. I believe I wait on the Lord for the Lord to give me that direction. I have collaborated with a number of artists out in Africa, in the motherland. Most recently I collaborated with Genopat out of Nigeria, and I had collaborated also with Gladys Marembi out of Uganda, and I have collaborated with Luciano, you know, the legendary Luciano, on a humanitarian initiative project for AIDS in Africa. And also I collaborated with King Arthur out of the UK. And, you know, I think there might be a few more people, but for the most part, if someone approaches collaboration, I have to pray about it. As I have been approached by several people, but if their ministry and what they're singing is not in line with my beliefs or my, you know, it's not lining up with my ministry, I don't care how big you are, because Jesus is bigger than you. I don't care how much money you're offering, those things to me is irrelevant. Yep. As long as you are doing what God says and your ministry is about not about the flesh, I cannot get involved in things that are fleshy or things that is self-directed, because then that's going to defeat the whole purpose of winning a soul for Jesus Christ.
So
for me, I humbly say that whoever the Lord so place in my heart to collaborate with, when that opportunity arises, then I will pray about it and then act on that in faith.
Yeah, I love that. If we're not walking on the same road, then you know, doesn't make any sense. And it's amazing, because you get different answers from different artists. Mm-hmm. You know, and I found yours to be very interesting, and I like the part that you're taking. You know, I really do love the part that you're taking. But you know, it's interesting. Before I get into Abba O, you know, when I look at the piece of your biography yesterday, but you talk about it, the humanitarian part of your mission and support in Africa. You know, I'm interested to hear a little bit about that. So could you give us a little bit about, you know, what is it that you do there and so forth? Yeah, because okay, I think that is interesting, yeah.
The humanitarian initiative started quite a few years ago, back in 2003. And the Lord directed me to, you know, do something about the HIV and AIDS crisis. I was a bit concerned, but I must say that my music preceded me into Africa. So the music was already in the continent. And when I got in touch with, one of the people got in touch with me there on the ground and said, we'd like for you to come to Africa to do some fundraising for HIV and AIDS and, you know, to help those people who are dying from this crisis. That came out of Ghana. And so I was praying about it and asking the Lord for his direction. That was my first trip to Africa. So, you know, there were so many things going on out there. People were saying, you know, they had all these notions about what Africa is. They didn't think Africa had hotels where people could actually sleep. They don't, you know, it's like a lot of ignorance out there about Africa. And so I said, Lord, whatever the situation is, I am going to go by faith. And I went to Africa, performed on several platforms, was on radio, doing a lot of stuff. And to my surprise, when I got there, one of the buildings that I ministered in, that was a very artistic, iconic building that was built by the Chinese. And it's called the National Theater. And it's a landmark in Ghana. And so I was well received there. And, you know, I have to say the rest is history, because from there, the Lord allowed me to start the K. Morris Foundation. And I went back in 2004 with my first mission to help the refugees, the Liberian refugees over there in Bujumbura camp, and also to give HIV AIDS medicines to the hospital and to the Ghana AIDS Commission. And so from there, it grew and grew and grew. In 2006, I brokered $1.5 million in antiretroviral drugs for people living with AIDS in Africa. And so things took off in a different sense. And, you know, at that time, AIDS was really ravishing sub-Saharan Africa. So I'd have to say that I thank God for allowing me to be a part of the solution to the HIV and AIDS crisis at that time. And I took on other projects where dealing with women with maternal mortality issues, dying from giving birth to children. So, you know, helping to build hospitals and to erect clinics and stuff like that across Africa. And, you know, giving to the children, the orphans. And this is really where it really helped. And helping to fight malaria, you know, children who are 0 to 5 years old, they're most susceptible, and pregnant women. So I would provide insecticide treated bed nets for them to sleep under until they're five. And so, you know, the ministry just expanded across the continent and been into all parts of Africa doing this work.
Wow, that is really, really, really interesting. And I'm sure that you have a lot more to say. Sure. You know, I told you yesterday, basically, this is not going to be the first and the last time that I'm having you here. And so I have already see where I'm going to get you back to talk some more, because I know there's a whole lot that you have to talk about. And I think it's really, really interesting, because as you say, there are people who have, you know, the different ideas and the different things about Africa. And so, of course, you can actually clear some of that up. All right, but what we're going to do right about now is going to get into Abba O. And Abba O.
Okay.
Yeah, Abba O. And again, this is a little bit of Afro-Caribbean beat. So, you know, with some African rhythms behind it. So we're going to get to that one. And then, is there anything you have on this song in terms of, you know?
Inspiration.
And the inspiration came from what? Africa, I would guess.
The Holy Spirit and the motherland. Okay. Yeah, because it's a worship song. It's my first African kind of oriented rhythm song. So it came out of a worship experience. The Lord birthed it in my spirit.
Yeah, because I, like I said, I've heard some songs from you, but then definitely this one is the first that I've heard in that type of genre. So
yes.
we gotta listen to Abba O.
Amen.
There you have Kemal is doing Abba O, and we worship your Father. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And of course, hey, that is exactly what we ought to do, because God has been good to each and every one of us, even though sometimes we don't want to say he's been good. But he has been good. So the praise and the glory must be given to him. All right, before we get to the greatest love story, what's next for Kemal in music, in ministry, in humanitarian works? What's next? It doesn't have to be that.
Well, as you know,
it doesn't have to be that order, just, you know. What's next?
Well, as you know, we are in the sort of, I don't want to use the word lockdown, because the Holy Spirit is never on lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, the church doors may have been locked, mm-hmm. but the sanctuary, I should say, may have been locked.
Right.
But the church, we are the church, so we are not on lockdown. You know, personally, I have a different perspective where that is concerned, because we have to keep going and keep doing ministry. I'm not able to travel as much as I was doing, or to travel right now. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had just returned from South Korea and China just before this pandemic hit. And so, you know, the Lord has taken my ministry all over the world, and I have been ministering to people from all different walks of life, and I'm very grateful for that experience to be able to share the uncompromised gospel, the undiluted gospel in music and in preaching. So at this time, I have quite a few platforms that I will be sharing on virtually, a couple of conferences that are coming up next week. Actually, there's one this Saturday in South Africa with Bishop Brink, and then the following week out in Los Angeles, California, with Dr. Gershom, and that's on the 14th, and then on the week of the 24th to the, I think the 21st to the 25th, I will be with Bishop Barber over there in the US of A. That's an international conference where I'm one of the speakers. So all of the information is on my Facebook page. Folks can find me on the social media network to follow what I am doing and to see what I'm doing next. But this music is just hot off the press, this Greatest Love Story. The reviews are coming in from around the world. People are really resonating with this song because of the message. It's so powerful. And, a lot of people are coming to the realization that they never really thought of this, you know, but most people are asking me, did you really write this song? And I said, yes, I did. It's like, you know, wow, what is the inspiration? How did you write this song? And this is not only from Christian, but people who are non-Christians, they find it very intriguing. And, I think it is a timely song for such a time as this, because we're in the end times. And if ever a time we need to preach this gospel of the good news and of the return of Jesus, it's now. And the Bible says this gospel must be preached around the world. So we are in the age of technology. And I believe it's technology that will really help to bring the gospel to the four corners of the earth. And so this is the stance that I'm taking at this point, you know, to preach the gospel via technology.
All right, so we're going to listen to The Greatest Love Story. And but just before we do that, you know, I would say, I mean, as a China, South Korea, Africa, Los Angeles, you know, you're traveling a whole lot. And I guess, you know, if it wasn't for the pandemic, you probably would have been halfway around the world by now.
I would have been.
Yeah. You know, so before I get into The Greatest Love Story, there's one thing that I would ask. Can I be your the person who carry your bags on your suitcase?
Because... Oh, Jesus is carrying it for me.
All right, we gotta get it. We gotta get it.
I do have some assistants who travels with me. I have assistants. Sometimes my mom, even from Jamaica, she comes and travel with me. We were in the UK and last October.
So
I do have.
So I guess you got enough. So I lose out. Okay, I submit. That's okay. All right. Here comes Kemal with The Greatest Love Story.
Love story that came down from glory, as it is written in John 3:16, how Jesus left his splendor in heaven to die for a sinner like me. I do not deserve it, only love can explain it, why on the cross I was on his mind. But loving Jesus, I just want to tell you, yeah, that I'm so in love with you. Only your love could rescue me. Only your love could set me free. Because you died for me. I love you because you've
glory was so necessary. It was God's redemption plan to restore fallen man, yeah, and redeem our soul from sin. He said, give me a body born of a virgin, crucified on an old rugged cross. Loving Jesus, I just wanna tell you how much I love you for your sacrifice.
All right, there you have it. Kim Harris and her latest project, Greatest Love Story. And we want to say thank God for that beautiful song. All right, Miss Morris. And so what is your parting words that you would have for the listening audience right now in terms of what inspiration, what encouragement would you give to the listening audience at this point in time, you know, based on the fact of what we are going through, you know, the situations, things may not be, hey, the way that we want it to be, but guess what? We're still alive and we still got to give God thanks. All right. We're still alive. You know, you look around and you see how there are many, many people who have died, but yeah, we're still alive. So we got a whole lot to give God thanks for. So what encouragement would you want to leave with the listening audience? You got about eight different other radio stations actually joining us. So what would you want to leave with them?
Praise God. Well, I'd like to talk about faith. And this is one of the things that we saw happen when the pandemic broke. A lot of Christians, basically, their faith was like shaken. They had no faith. A lot of people just went off into depression. A lot of people went off into anxiety and fear. And all of those things, you know, I mean, the Bible says, you know, when God returned, will he find faith in the earth? And so I look at this situation and say, we're supposed to be as a church preparing to meet the Lord. And this was just a pandemic. And, you know, people were taken off guard. So I believe this situation, God is using it to speak to the church in general so that we can be prepared for his return. And so we don't have, as children of God, we don't have to be afraid of what is happening. The Bible says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And even though the COVID-19 or whatever is happening around us, we don't have to be affected by it because we have the authority and the power to speak the word of God over our lives and believe by faith that it is so. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against in judgment I condemn. So we got to take authority and use the word, because this is where our faith is anchored, in the word of God. Praise God. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. So even if COVID-19 is out there, it cannot touch us and our families. That is what I'd like to leave with the listeners. Speak faith, act on faith, do what the word of God says, pray. When the altar of prayer is broken down, so will be your faith. If you're not praying, you become powerless and you become faithless. So I'd just like to let everyone know that we need to pray more, get before the presence of the Lord more, and believe when you pray that he has already answered your prayer, because he already knows what you need. Those are my few words. Shalom.
All right. And what I was hearing coming out there, at that point in time, it's not the singer Kim Harris, but it was the preacher. came out. That is what I was hearing. All right. And so, yeah, at some point in time, you know, you'll have to come back. You'll, oh, man, what is happening here? Oh, okay.
You're back with the invitation to come back.
That's the invitation to come back. And then we look at it from a different standpoint in terms of the Word of God, you know, and we'll discuss some stuff on that. All right. So
Amen.
Definitely,
Amen.
Definitely we'll have to have you coming back and share, you know, your thoughts. And I would give you basically what, you know, we can talk about. So I'll give you some heads up. In terms of, you know,
whatever the topic is, I'm always prepared. I'm a global person, and so I have a wide perspective on a lot of the global issues and what's happening, whether it's in the church, in the community, the world stage. You know, I give God the glory for that.
You know, and I was just about to say that even though, you know, I don't give you a heads up, I believe that you're always prepared. Trust me, that is exactly what I was going to say before you came in. But, you know, I'll give you a heads up. But again, Kim Morris, it was a privilege talking to you. Never thought that some years ago. When did that album came out? The one with Satan Lose Again.
That was 2007. Yep.
Okay.
That was the year.
I don't think I had it 2007. I think I got it after. But only.
I brought it when I came to St. Kitts.
Okay.
I think that's
Robert.
When I was in St. Kitts and I brought it there. Yep.
And so I'm looking at the fact that, you know, playing that song, never thought I would be talking to you today. But that's how God works. That's how God works, and he works in mysterious ways.
Amen.
Again, it's definitely was my pleasure being talking to you here on WildCenterPraiseLive.com. And like I say, yeah, you know, there's a
Thank
lot
you.
Of people, there's a lot of people who are listening. And basically, I'm sure that they were inspired by your I'll say a little testimony and the things that you're doing. So it's good. It's all about, you know, what we do must inspire others to go on. Letting them know, even in spite of the situation, we can still come to victorious. And if we continue holding on to God every
Amen.
Time, every day,
Amen.
Every time around, guess what? Satan is going to lose again.
He definitely will lose the battle.
I mean,
you gotta be a fighter, and a winner never quit, and a quitter never wins.
Okay. Again, so God continue to bless you and your work, your ministry. I think you talked about Kim Morris Foundation.
Yes, Kim Morris Foundation.
Well, we have to hear.
Yes, I'd just like to give the listeners information as to how to get a hold of my music. Okay, so they can find my music. I'm on Spotify. Under K. Morris, and on all the links are on my website, kmorrismusic.ca, and that's KAYMORRIS music.ca. My foundation is foundation.com, and that's where you find all the information about my humanitarian initiatives and stuff like that. I'm on all the social media handles, Twitter at K. Morris, Instagram at Queen K. Morris, and you know, they can just Google my name pretty much and we'll see it pop up. If you can't find me, search Facebook and I'm there.
Okay, again, we want to say thanks to K. Morris for being here today and our guest on On to the King. We're going to close out with The Greatest Love Story. Yeah,
we're
going to close out.
Thank
so
you.
until we have another chip chat, Kay, God continue to bless you and all those who are your family and all those who are traveling and doing whatever it is in your ministry. May God continue to bless you guys.
Amen.
All right, God
Shalom
bless.
Of God be with you.
All right, God bless.
Only love can explain it. Why on the cross I was on his mind, but loving Jesus, I just want to tell you, yeah, that I'm so in love with you. Only your love could rescue me.
Jesus, I just want to tell you how much I love you for your sacrifice.
Oh, that's right, only the love of God. Only He is, amazing grace, can save a sinner like you, like I.
Because you died for me.